Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to the new TerryWilson3.com show. We used to go under the mantra dollars and cents, but so many people thought that was just about insurance and financial planning and all that, which we do touch on, as that's my background. But we go into so much more. You know, so many times these shows that are on financing and financial products and tools and instruments, man, they're real quick to tell you, you know, you need to buy this type of insurance policy. You need to invest in this type of portfolio. You need to do this. You need to do this. But they fall short on how to increase your income. And for the lion's share of people out there, their number one way of earning money is through an income. It's not through some sort of financial tool, instrument, or investment. And so we spend a lot of time on this show and tell you and instruct you exactly how you can take your money, your business, your life to the next level through developing your own entrepreneurial skill sets and talents and abilities and leveraging them, making money off of them. And that is the beautiful thing about what is afforded you in this time period, in this life that we live right now, is because of technology and where things are at with social media and the internet and all of these digital tools. If you've got a talent, if you've got a skill set, if you've got a passion, you can take that passion and broadcast it to the world and make money, not even having to sell anything. And we show you how to do that at TerryWilson3.com. I've got several webinars and training webinars over there, and I give you an illustration step by step. If you want to figure out how to do some of that, there's a webinar going on right now that's over there that's on demand. You can watch it anytime. It's called You Are Creative. And it's basically going into showing you how a lot of people think, oh, yeah, there's just nothing I could do. There's no skill set. There's no ability. There's no anything that I've got that I would ever be able to make money off of. False. Not true. And I go in and I show you how you have the creative genius with inside you right now to make as much as you want to make in income, to enjoy as much as you want in life, and to experience as much as you want if you're just willing and committed and dedicated to making it happen. You know, this is my first week back in the States from being gone a couple weeks in Ireland. It was the trip of a lifetime, and I learned so much over there through the people, the culture, and the things that we experienced and saw. And I want to share them with you today because I think it's very apropos, that is, it's appropriate with this audience talking to you about some things that I noticed real quick when I got over there that were just like light bulbs going off. That, well, here's a business lesson. Here's a business lesson. Here's a life lesson that I need to pay attention to. And I want to share that with you. You know, Ireland is a rich, rich culture that's been around for centuries now. And you get the sense of, you know, as an American living in America, born in the U.S., raised in the United States, and, you know, this is all I've ever experienced. And by the way, this is Memorial Day weekend, and I just want to send a shout out to all those who stood on a wall and said, not tonight. As far as my watch, it's going to be safe tonight. And those who laid their life down to make that happen, we honor you, we salute you, and we thank you. And, over in Ireland, there was one thing talking about memorials and Memorial Day and honoring people, because that culture, that country has been around for thousands of years. The old stone castles and the stone walls and the stone monuments are still standing and standing today for people like me to come by and see as a monument. As a way of showing people, this is what happened in this time period. This is what these people did to succeed, to fight for what they believed in, to provide a life of what they were trying to do. And so it reminded me, you know, on a day-to-day basis, is the things I'm doing are the things that I've got my hands to. Am I leaving behind markers that will withstand the test of time, that says, you know, Terry Wilson in 1900 and such did this, and he overcame this, and here is a monument, a quote-unquote memorial to that. You know, we all have a life that we're living, and we're telling a story through our actions. And so it just really brought home, especially coming back from Ireland and seeing all of those stone monuments and those old castles and those old walls, and then coming right into Memorial Day weekend, it sort of reminded me everything I do in life and in business should be withstanding that, like those stone walls, like those stone castles, should withstand the test of time and tell a story that says, this is what he did on this date and this time, and here's the reason why. So I got a few lessons from Ireland I want to share with you. They're basically just three lessons, and they're simple things, and they might even come across hokey, but not really when you think about it and think about life and think about some of the things that stunts you and I's growth from time to time. I think they're great illustrations of what will take us to the next level in business and life. Number one is, when we got over there, the first thing we had to do is pick a car, because we were going to be driving around the entire country taking a tour. And one of the things that we, and I don't want to call it a scam, but something that all Americans, when they go overseas, especially in the European countries, need to look out for, is quote unquote being upgraded to a large car rather than taking the small car. And thank the Lord, we were aware of not falling for that particular quote-unquote upgrade. But when I get back, I want to show you why that applies for business today and how we can look out for quote-unquote upgrades in life. Hey, this is Terry. Just give a little pause for the calls here and thank our sponsors. You've heard me say it many times. Earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content. And we give you really good content, free content from some of your favorite authors and writers, such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it. They're over at terrywilson3.com/training. We have free audiobooks from Audibles. I've got training that I have done myself, and we have some training that's going to cost you as well, but we've got a lot of free stuff over there. So go to terrywilson3.com/training and get you some great resources to take your business, your money, your life to the next level.
Yes, Terry, this is Debbie Smart calling. I wanted to thank you for all your help since I became a franchise with your system. I have made two sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I work with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
And now, back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thanks, Chris. So one of the things that we need to look out for real quick is, when you get over there, they'll say, hey, the car that you pre-registered or reserved, we're out of right now. Let us upgrade you to this nicer, larger, you know, sedan or car or whatever. And, you know, had we not been on blogs and understood, you know, the road system over there, man, we would have fallen for that. Because who wants to ride around a little old Nissan Micro car when you could have had, you know, maybe a Volkswagen, a sedan that was a little larger, or maybe one of the Ford vehicles that was a little larger. And so it got me thinking, you know, so many times in business and in life, we will opt for something that we think is going to be more luxurious, something that we think, well, hey, this will be more comfortable. This fits more what I'm accustomed to. But man, it just doesn't fit the battle we're about to go into, or the job that we're trying to accomplish. And one of the things that the clients that come on with us that we have to sort of work with is, they come from a time period, an industry, a way of doing business that, because of the advent of new technology, it's different. And so it's leaner, it's meaner, it's smaller. And to be honest with you, it's what you need in today's world. See, when we got over there, I'm going to tell you, the road systems were like, it was one thing to drive on the left-hand side of the road for me. But the other thing was, when I was sitting in a pub, was having a dinner one night, and I asked the guy, why are your roads so narrow? I mean, these are cart paths. I mean, two golf carts couldn't pass in some of these roads. And he just chuckled. He says, you Americans, he says, you don't understand. Our road system's been here since thousands of years before cars were even invented. And so it sort of made me feel a little foolish when I was thinking, you know, some of these towns that we've in are in, you know, were built back in the 800s, 900s, the turn of the 1100s, 1200s, you know, way before automobiles. And so it made me appreciate the heritage and the history and the, you know, the time that these towns had been around. But, you know, in today's world, in business, you don't have to go out and spend the kind of money you had to spend before. You know, 20 years ago when I was starting my business, or is not that long ago, I've been in business that long, but about 10, 15 years ago when I started my company, man, I had to have employees for this, employees for that, had to have a sales team for this, had to have logistics for this. Nowadays with software and technology, everything is automated. And the quicker you get acclimated to some of these systems and strategies and how to use them, the leaner, meaner, and more affordable you can be in the marketplace to offer your products, goods, and services, and never have to have the overhead that a person once had to have to conduct business. And that's why I tell everyone, if you're in business for yourself, unless you're running a restaurant, you really don't need a brick and mortar place anymore. You can, I mean, look at Amazon. Even retail has gone. Now, you know, I understand that there are some items that just has to be face to face, knee to knee. But man, especially if you're in real estate, if you're in any type of direct sales, if you're in insurance, if you've got an office, man, you are just blowing your money in a lot of ways. And if you had to have a staff to keep that, because today's phone systems, email systems, marketing systems, tech systems, everything can be put on autopilot. You can get to the client right when they ask information, and it only has to have one person behind the scenes making it all happen. So that small car, yeah, I got that much out of just having to get a small rental car. But it's true. The leaner, meaner you can be, the better you're going to be. The other thing is, and I alluded to it at the beginning, the castles that were made of stones and those rocks. It really told me, Terry, everything I'm doing in business, is it going to have a lasting effect? And I love the fact that one of the things that we offer at TerryWilson3.com is for other people to come on and get trained as a coach and a trainer with us to be able to make a difference in people's lives. I'm telling you, I go back to that old story in the Bible where, you know, before Jesus ever preached to a crowd, he fed them. I think, honestly, before you ever try to influence someone, before you ever try to, you know, sell them on anything, to sell them on your ideas, your products, your goods, and your services, you feed them. You give them something practical that's going to enrich and bring value to their life. And then you have, because of the laws of reciprocity, the ability to then go in and offer and show and demonstrate why they will be better off to do business with you. So that's one of the things that, yeah, those stone castles brought, because when you make an effect in people's lives, when you enrich their lives, when you bring value, I'm telling you, no matter what industry you're in, I tell everyone, I don't care if you're selling soap, get in the consulting, coaching, and mentor space. Because when you get in that space, people are going to buy whatever their needs are from you, because there's a rapport. And lastly, the proud heritage and culture that country has. Are you proud of your heritage and your culture? Are you trying to be something that you're not? Man, put your brand out there. Don't be ashamed of where you come from and what you're about, because I'm telling you, that's what brings distinction to you and why people need to do business with you today. 90 degrees and freezing out here on
my own. I can't shake this feeling. Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com
or call 800-673-1728.